It's rolling. All right, so just a few quick announcements for you guys. Who's coming up? Huh?
I feel like we have a lot of announcements.
We have. So I have to make the actual final announcements. So next Friday will be the deadline for the Hurricane Hoedown Throwdown.
Okay.
So we have about a week to get that in. So if any of you guys have a part or just haven't, I know a couple, maybe like two teams maybe, are going to do this, haven't officially registered.
Well, I got one to do it yesterday.
Who's that?
Leland Vincent.
Okay, well, they had said they were going to do it, but they
never actually did it. Officially. And I was like, all right, Leland, get on there right now, do it. And do so he did it yesterday.
Okay. So I know like Kaylee and Catherine still got to do theirs. Those are the two teams I knew for sure. So I think that will make 17 teams as of right now.
Okay.
So
close to
I would like to get three more, potentially. So if you're listening to this, you're on the razor's edge about doing it. Make sure you guys do that. So you have till Friday next week, which would be like the 12th, maybe?
I don't know.
Correct. I think so. Monday's the 8th, 19th. This would be the 12th.
Check it.
I'm pretty confident.
The 12th, yep.
Yeah, so April 12th be the deadline for that. We have merch shirts for pre-order right now. You have till Wednesday of next week to get that done.
10th.
The 10th. And then May 4th. We're hosting a workout at Great Harvest.
Yep.
So that's a free workout to anybody and everybody. So obviously it's not just for our gym peeps. It can be anybody that you have a friend or family member that you guys know of, a coworker that's maybe been interested in trying this out. It's a good opportunity. We'll also host that there in the back area. So there's like
make sure you say that because everybody in the afternoon is like, we're just going to work out in the parking lot? And I'm like, no.
Well, I'm supposed to shoot a reel with Mary Alice today, but I don't know if that's going to happen. But if you've ever been to Great Harvest, there's like a little middle section outside, and then there's a grassy area out there that we're going to host a workout. So it'd be kind of similar to what we did like the Crying Eagle. So it'll be all dumbbell-centered stuff. We'll bring the dumbbells out to you guys. And that way you can break a sweat and then afterwards hang out and have some coffee and some good food afterwards.
I like Great Harvest, man. I think it's awesome.
That's pretty much a
regular. I know y'all love it.
Well,
maybe you don't.
It's not that something like the kids really like going and Caleb likes going. It's not, I wouldn't say it's like my favorite breakfast joint out there by any means.
I feel like it's more of like a sandwich spot.
It is. It's basically sandwiches, basically, essentially what it is.
Like a Panera. It gives me Panera vibes.
Yeah, Panera
like a
vibe.
More like welcoming, nice vibe-y Panera.
Sure. I think it's got better quality of food. So it's not nothing too crazy. So you won't break the bank over there for the most part. Now, they have some bad stuff there as well. Sure. You get like cinnamon rolls and...
I used to get an apple? It sounds weird. Apple, bacon, grilled cheese.
Apple, bacon, grilled
cheese.
That's
very good.
Apples?
Actual apple slices... Bacon, and then like I was like grilled cheese, like whatever you do, the grilled cheese, and it's very good.
Okay, hey, close that door. I don't know if that some of the music's going off. Kale's on golf air here for about 10 seconds. But it's a pretty traditional spot for us on Saturdays, is the Great Harvest thing. So unless we're out of town or something like that, that's kind of a family tradition that we've done. And usually when we get done working out here at the gym, we'll usually head on.
If you ever want to get Kaylee anything, get her a Dylan cookie.
Dylan cookie. That thing's got a lot of calories in it.
Does it?
I think she looked it up one day. I think it was like 300-400 calories, that cookie. Just because it got so many nuts and seeds in there. All the fat content to that cookie, plus the carbohydrates. But, she's...
It's like eating a bagel.
Well, a lot of times, let's say there's like something going on, like we had like a birthday party, like at 11 o'clock, and she can't go. And she'll ask me to leave the gym and go get her one.
Go get her a Dylan cookie.
So, anyway, so that's all of our announcements that I can kind of think of off the top of my head there. So, we didn't really discuss today's topic, really. I kind of thought this off the top of my head a little bit. And we'll have to kind of have, like, a catchy headline for this one, clickbaity. But one reason why I want you to not come to the gym.
Wait, what'd you say?
One reason to not come to the gym, or why I don't want you to come to the gym today.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
So, I got to do a better job of, like, writing the title up for that. So...
Like, what's a good reason to not show up?
Well, the one reason I'm going to give you, like, is an excuse as to why I don't want you to come to the gym.
Okay.
Like, obviously, bearing, like, injury or sickness or something like that. But, so let's say you have a goal of coming 5 times a week, right, as an example, right, which is a good amount of times. And let's say you go 3 to 6 months of coming, and you're like, okay, my progress isn't as good as I would like it to be. Because I feel like I'm coming consistently. I feel like I'm putting good intensity. But I'm not seeing the results maybe I thought I would coming this much. I would be willing to say, I would rather you come 4 days in that week.
Okay.
In a day that you would come to the gym, go do food prep instead.
Okay. All right.
That's where I was going with that.
All right. Okay.
That's kind of the idea.
So, like, you're saying if you're not going to be at the gym, still, like... You're still using it as a way of, like, putting your health in front of, right?
Well, my argument is that you hear a little bit from some people, like, I don't have time to food prep, or, you know, I lost track of time. Like, this weekend was super busy, and I didn't have the time to food prep, whatever it may be. And my argument would say, okay, I would prefer you to miss Monday. Go to the time you would spend going to the gym, getting your food and prepping that and having food prep for the week.
Okay.
And I would say you're going to have better results doing that.
Probably.
Than coming to the gym 5 times a week and not food prepping at all.
And just
not
eating
taking
whatever that you're eating maybe
yes.
want to go, right?
Yes.
I would say that's, I never thought about that, but... I think that's a really good idea.
Well, that's kind of where my thought process was behind the whole entire thing was, you know, and also we're
Watch
big advocates.
Nobody next week's going to show up on Monday.
I lost food prepping, right? Which, obviously, if you can pair those two things together, like coming to the gym more consistently with more intention and with food prepping,
sure.
That's ultimately what we're striving
goal,
for,
right?
But inevitably shit happens and, you know, maybe... It's one of those things where I would be willing to bet to say, even if you're like, okay, dude, like, okay, I'm coming 4 days a week. That's all I'm willing to sacrifice. I'm not coming 5 times a week. And I would say, okay, I would be more comfortable with you pulling back down to 3 days a week and spending one of those days. Like, you're like, I'm not spending any more extra time on my health and fitness, right? Like, I come 4 days a week. That's as much as I'm willing to spend. I'm not doing any more than that, right? Like, I'm not taking my weekend to go food prep and do all that different stuff that I should be doing. I'm just not going to do it. And I would make the argument and say, okay, well, I would back it off to 3 days a week in the gym and take that one day you would be going to the gym and using that time to take care of your nutrition.
I would agree with that. I mean, I definitely think, like, I mean, obviously, we talk about it all the time. Nutrition is, like, one of the fastest ways to see results, right?
Well, and that's, like, the lowest hanging fruit for everybody to...
It's something you can control every day, right?
And it's not... It's a simplistic formula, but not an easy formula to
sure.
actually put into action.
I have a question. So, obviously, I'm not a parent, but I know you are. And, obviously, you meal prep every week. Mm-hmm. So, like, what's the process look like as, like, a parent... Meal prepping for, like, obviously you and Kaylee eat the same stuff and
sure.
meal prep every week. Are y'all also making meals for your kids? Or, like, what do you think the process is for, like, other parents? Like, are they meal prepping and then, like, making food every night for their kids? Or are they eating that meal prep?
So, for us...
A little bit of both, like...
Well, like, so we make our nighttime meals fresh, because we're at home and we have that buffer time to cook at that time, right? Like, but we're not going to cook... every meal that we're eating throughout the day,
sure.
right? That's not realistic either. But we have the time to come home, and then we have that, you know, 30-minute window to food prep while we're doing other stuff around the house, right? A lot of times we'll be cooking and, like, doing dishes or laundry or doing something for the kids, whatever it may be. But we cook that fresh from the dot, but all the other meals are already food prepped ahead of time. So when it comes to, like, cooking our kids' meals, we don't really cook – anything separately for the kids,
okay.
to be honest.
That's what I was asking.
We don't. Like, it's not like me and Kayla are eating these meals and then the kids are eating these other meals, right? Like, we have some shit around the house that, like, snacks and things like
sure.
that we don't eat that they eat, sure. But when it comes to, like, your actual meals, like your breakfast, lunch, dinner, things like that, we don't necessarily prep anything differently for them, right? Like, about the extent that we will do that, you know, me and Kaylee don't eat maybe as much of or eat very little of. It's like we'll make them like some mac and cheese or something like that
okay.
that we don't really eat or we eat like a little bit of. And that's about the extent that it really goes. Because like in the mornings, a lot of times, you know, I'll have – because usually I'm working out at 8. So like when I'm waking up around like 5:30 in the morning, I'm just having something like some fruit
okay.
and like some water in the coffee in the morning. And Kaylee usually have like eggs. But like the kids, they'll either have like – eggs as well, like eggs and bacon, or they'll have like some fruit,
okay.
right? Like that's usually their go-to breakfast. And then like a lot of times for lunch for the kids, like we'll pack their lunches and for Carter and Claire, it's pretty much the same exact thing. We pack them some like chicken tenderloins, chicken breast tenderloins that I eat myself.
Okay.
So we just kind of tear those up. We usually put like some grapes. Like we'll put like two little snack items in there. Like they'll use like a we'll have like a sausage beef stick that I'll usually cut up in there, and then I'll put like some tortilla chips or something like that in there that they'll usually have. And then at nighttime, the only thing that really changes is like so for instance, like on like Tuesdays, right? We'll usually have like a ground meat option. Well, the girls aren't their biggest fans of ground meat, so we'll just keep using like chicken tenderloins from the week that we've already pre-prepped for them, right? And they have like some other junk on top of that, right? But our general rule as parents is they'll have to have that meat source to start off with, and they'll have to eat that meat source, and then if they want to have like some candy afterwards. And inevitably what ends up happening is, you know, they'll eat, you know, 7 bites of the chicken. They're like, oh, I'm full. And then 5 minutes later, like, can I have a snack? That's inevitably how it goes. But, and as parents, you know, it's hard at times because you want your kids to learn good, healthy, nutritional habits at a young age. And that way they can keep that for the rest of their life. And you want to fuel them properly. But they are also kids and they don't understand that. And they want junk.
Sure.
Right. And they naturally want to eat like shit. And so we try to find that middle ground where we kind of found that balance of like saying, okay, well, you have to eat these certain things no matter what. And then afterwards, you guys want to have some extra junk on top of that. We allow that, right? We're not forcing nothing but, you know, fruit and vegetables and protein down their throat. They eat other crap as well, just like any other kid does. And that's a habit that we've established really early on with all of them, so they don't really know anything differently. I would say if you were a parent that you're trying to implement that now, I think anything new, and the same thing with adults as well, but with kids, it's going to be a rough go at it early on, right? They're not going
to
be...
You're going to have to push back.
You're going to have to push back. They're going to get a lot of pushback. You're going to hear a lot of whining and crying and fits and things like that for young kids. And it's really tough because if you've had a long day at work and you're stressed and you're tired... One thing, it's just easier sometimes just to like give in. It's like, here, just eat the shit. I don't care, right? I'm tired of hearing the crying. And so it all depends on what kind of importance that you're putting on placing on that. Because all along the timeline, obviously they'll get used to that as like, okay, well, now this is the new rule that I have to eat. I have to eat protein every single meal, and I have to start with the protein before I can eat the other crap. So that's, like I said, we don't do separate food prepping for the kids. Personally, we don't, at least very, very small margin of a different food prepping.
And the only reason I ask that is just because I know in afternoons that's an excuse a lot of times. Like I hear, oh, we have kids, we can't meal prep. And so that's why I wanted to ask that.
I think that's probably a little bit of an excuse a degree. I think you see like memes about it and stuff like that. Like you got, you know, if you're trying to take care of your food, right? Like you're cooking one thing. You're cooking a separate thing for the kids, right? And that's really difficult because now you're...
Well, that's what I was thinking about. I'm like, that's a lot of time.
Yeah, you're 2Xing your food prep or you're 2Xing your dinner prep. And we just don't do that. Whatever we're eating, the pretty much the kids are eating. Now, like I said... Okay, you still working. And with the girls especially, they're obviously big chicken fanatics. And so they don't... They know they have to eat the chicken. That's their... Last resort, that's what they're going to. Like, if we're like, we do like for instance, might do like, we'll do pork chops last time on Mondays. Well, they'll eat pork chops, but Tuesday they won't eat ground meat. Claire will do it from time to time, but Carter doesn't want to do it, and Cooper doesn't do it either. And so, you know, they have to do chicken
I don't know why
Carter doesn't like ground meat, but she's just not a, like, for instance, like Kaylee will make like more like a taco bowl.
Sure.
With the ground meat. She'll put like, you know, picante sauce and lettuce and cheese and sour cream and make like kind of a bowl out of it. I'm usually a little more plain Jane. I'll just usually have like ground meat with like some like ketchup or barbecue sauce or something like that on top of it. It's pretty simple. With like, you know, a little carb source of some kind. And then the girls usually just have like chicken or something like that. But everything's already pretty much prepped, right?
They're so we don't eat up essentially.
Huh?
They're just heating it up, essentially.
At that point in time, like, we'll cook the ground meat fresh, right, because it's brown it. We don't do anything crazy to it. But the chicken's already been food prepped from the weekend, right? So we don't have to make anything extra for the girls. It's just taking it out, we kind of tear it up into smaller pieces and throw it in the microwave.
I know, like, some parents say that, like, I feel like it would be easy. I mean, obviously I'm not a parent, but, like, quesadillas.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a bad option. Like, the biggest thing, I think, when it comes to nutrition is that the more simplistic you can make it, the more likely you'll stick to it, right? I think the only con to that is that maybe it's not the most tasteful thing to eat in the world. And that's always somebody's excuse, like, oh, well, you know, that just gets really bland. I get tired of eating that. Well, you got to kind of pick your hard, pick your poison there, you know, shit in one hand and wish in the other, see which one fills up faster there, where you can't have everything, right? If you want to make a really tasteful, wholesome, healthy meal, well, it's going to require more time and more energy.
It's not like you're going to 121 every night, you know?
Well, and even so with that kind of stuff, like, you ever heard, like, the Brussels sprouts from there?
No.
Dude, those Brussels sprouts could be, like, 1,000 calories.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, just because the amount of butter and oils they put on top of those things. There's a reason why
when you go to a restaurant.
Good. Exactly. There's a reason why when you make it at home, it tastes like shit. When you go to a restaurant, it tastes 10 times better, right? Because they're dousing in oils and butter, things like that, that are going to jack the calories way higher than normal. Even if you feel like you're ordering like a healthy meal, like, oh, I'm going to get some chicken and some rice and stuff like that. Like, it's still a lot higher in calories than what you were going to have it at home. And so, when it comes to having kids, it's not easy in the way of having that extra food prepping down. Because you can always kind of use the kids as, I want to say like an excuse, but the reason why you're having a hard time sticking to it, right? You can kind of use that as the backstop. And especially if you're trying to get started, it's not going to be easy to start it. It never will be. All I can do is speak on like our experience and how we go about doing things. And, you know, we try to place as few barriers in our way as possible to doing all this. And at times you have to sacrifice a little bit of stuff like that. Like I said, cause sometimes people might see like my food or Kaylee's food or whoever it may be. And like, oh my God, you're eating that. Like, that's what you eat. But I don't see it that way. Like, it's not like I dislike the food that I'm eating. It's not that I like hate it. I think some people think it like you're eating it and you're just like miserable while you're doing it.
I mean, you can't eat. I don't see how people can think that is sustainable.
Well, if you hate what you're eating, like you absolutely hate it, you're not going to stick to it, right? I'm not saying it tastes like pizza and ice cream.
Sure.
Right? I'm not saying like sure, there's other things out there that taste way better than I'm eating.
Absolutely.
But I don't dislike it either. And I think if you look at it while you're eating it through the lens of that you're depriving yourself, of course you're going to be unhappy.
Yeah.
Right? If you can start to over time develop the sense and the whereabouts of looking at it through the lens of what you're gaining from it and the feeling that you and how much better you feel on that, and that you start seeing that inkling of progress that you're making, and that becomes addictive because of the things that you're doing, the actions you're taking, and now you see the results. The
process about it, right?
Sure. Like, all those things make it more enjoyable. Because I even had this conversation with Cooper the other day, right? Because, you know, Cooper lost, you know, 25 pounds by basically doing carnivore and things like that, right? And we were having the same conversation because people at work will kind of give him shit for eating the same things pretty regularly and things like that. And we're having this same conversation we're kind of having now of, and he'll admit it too, like, you know, a little bit at first it was a transition point for him, right? Because he did just like what everybody else does is, you know, they bring plate lunches to work and they'd have lunch and dinner and breakfast. He's working 12-hour shifts over there. So whatever got brought to work, that's what he would eat.
Sure.
Right. And nobody brought their own food. You're eating out of vending machines and whatever else that comes available to you. Inevitably you put on weight when you're doing that, and you're out of the norm when you're packing your own food, right? And so people give you shit for it. And it's funny because when you're trying to take care of your health and your fitness, you get a lot of shit for it from people outside that bubble. You get a lot of shit out of that bubble. I know we've done a little bit of podcasting on this before, and I think a lot of it comes from a little bit to a degree of them feeling maybe, I don't know if this is ashamed, but like like they're self-conscious about how they are and what they're doing. And so they have to give you shit to make themselves feel better about it. Right. And if you were to reverse those roles, it wouldn't be okay. Right. So like if I'm giving you shit for eating healthy and then I give you shit and turn around and say, well, why are you eating that, you fat ass?
Yeah.
Right. Like that'd be a shame. Like people would give you shit for doing that. Right. And it's weird how the dynamics of all that play out. But if you do it on a long enough timeline, people quit giving you shit anymore, right? It's just what you do.
It's just part of the routine, right?
Yeah, it's just part of your routine. That's what you do. People just expect that now, right? Like Cooper was kind of laughing because he has a guy that he works with, and that guy can name exactly what Cooper eats at every single meal and in what order, right? Because he eats the same thing all the time. And what I also had told Cooper was the people I find the most successful with their nutrition is that people who pretty much eat the same regular things all the time, right? Because the inputs are staying the same, and depending on what your goal is, you simply increase the inputs or decrease the inputs based off the results that you're getting. But kind of going back to the original portion of this, like they kind of give like a step-by-step of our process and what we do for our week is like involving the kids. I think that having to get the kids conversation was a good one because they never really talked about that before in the podcast is, you know, so one barrier that we don't do anymore, which was a barrier, you know, a couple of years before, was we don't actually physically go to the grocery store and get food. Like we just order it online.
Sure. Like right? It shows up at y'all's house.
Yeah. We just get delivered to the house. You like the Walmart Plus thing. And which is humongous time saver, right? Like, you know, that's an hour and a half of your time.
Hour and a half. Maybe more than that.
Now you're getting back from your week because you've ordered the food and have it delivered to your doorstep. Right. So that's when people say they don't have time for stuff like that. Like that's, you can buy, there's so many options. I even did like that Dollar General video yesterday, and all those protein sources in there are pretty much listed were all microwavable options or canned options, right? Like that required zero food prep time, right? They're not the most like tip of the spear best protein options, right? But they're still fucking good.
Pretty good options.
They're still pretty good options, right? And so when people say they don't have time to food prep, like it's kind of you're kind of full of shit because there's a lot of already pre-made protein options that you can just throw in a microwave. And so, then you can order them as well and get them delivered to your household. And you really don't have to do any food prep at all, you know, besides maybe taking them out and weighing and measuring, right? But we personally just get them delivered to the house. And once you already place that first order, because especially with us, we order pretty much the same thing all the time. We make like some minute changes from week to week, right? Like you might have to put them in like paper towels or toilet paper or random shit like that. But
there's like a copy and paste, right?
It's copy and paste. Like, right? So that order's already been placed from last time. So you can
just replace the same.
You can place the same exact order again if you want to, right? You can add some or take some away, whatever you need to do. So once you do it the first time, it's really simple after that. So food shows up. Obviously from there, you just bring it to your house, drop it off, whatever like that. And then depending on what we have going on during the week, our food prep is usually Saturday or Sunday, depending on what we have going on. And the way we do things now, like we've been doing it for a long period of time, our food prep probably in total takes us somewhere around an hour in total time. And that is me preparing the food and weighing and measuring all the food, right? All in that time frame. So like for instance, I start off cooking ground meat, right? I do 5 packs of ground meat. We do 93.7 ground beef. I've cooked all 5 packs of that at one time. I put that out, let it drain the grease out. And then while that's going on, I then put in turkey meat. So I'll usually do turkey at nighttime. And then usually while that's cooking, I'll also take the chicken tenderloins out, put those in pans or little glass containers, season those real quick, throw them in the oven for 25 minutes.
Done
with that. And then while the turkey's cooking, I'll also do individually weigh out the ground meat into our individual portions. So I'll take my 5 containers, I'll take Kaylee's 5 containers out, and I'll weigh out my X amount of ground meat, which is 6 ounces. Hers is about 4 ounces of ground meat, all in individual containers. Once that's done, then from there, I'll have a little bit of extra left over usually with the ground meat, so the kids can eat that on that as well. So like Caroline will eat like ground meat and sweet potato together, like I do for one of my meals. Cook the turkey, season the turkey, put that back into the strainer, let that drain out. Usually about that time the chicken's getting done, take that out, let that cool. Then with the turkey, I'll just usually put that in one big container because that's my last meal of the day, so I'll just usually weigh that out every single night. The chicken, once that's cool, then take that out, put that in individual containers. So I'll have my five containers. Kayla will have her five containers. I'll do, you know, roughly 7 ounces of chicken. She'll do roughly 4 ounces of chicken. Usually while that's going on, we have sweet potatoes in the oven. They'll usually let that cook for an hour and a half. You don't have to sit there and wait for it to cook. You just let it in the oven. Take that out, let that cool. And then I'll take those sweet potatoes, peel them, and put those in individual containers for our ground meat. And then put that in there together. And then all that's prepped up and I'm done for the week. Right? That's as simplistic as that. And that's 85-90% of our food prep for the week. The only other food prepping that we normally do, like Kaylee will cook her eggs for the week and then put that in a big container and then she'll wait out every morning when she wakes up. And then the only other food prep that we really do during the week is like usually in the morning, like Kaylee will prep like some grapes and I'll like cut some apples up and like pack up a couple of bananas. Like
snacks.
Right. It's very simplistic things that take 30 seconds to do. And that's it, right? That's our food prep for me, Kaylee, and all the kids for the most part. Then at nighttime, like on Sunday, we'll usually make like some steaks. Monday, we'll usually do like some pork chops. Tuesday, we'll usually like a ground meat option. Wednesday night, we'll usually do like some chicken leg option. And on Thursday night, as a family, we'll have like a spaghetti option of some kind. Okay. And that's usually like our food prep for the week. And then Friday night, we'll usually go out to eat as a family. And we'll wash and repeat that over and over and over again. And some people may hear that and like, well, that's maybe boring or whatever it may be.
But at the same time, I feel like some people, like you, I mean, you didn't say this, but like you pretty much said that like you're eating ground meat, turkey, chicken roughly every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is like keeping it fresh for you throughout the day, every single day, right?
Well, like, I'm not eating the same, so I don't eat chicken like, both times a day. For
lunch, dinner, and breakfast, yeah. Right? And I think people get that mixed up is where it's like, oh, I have to eat chicken three times a day. No, that sounds miserable.
That might be a misconception, right? There.
And so, like, I think that when you do that, like, you get to look forward, like, okay, at lunch, I'm going to eat my ground meat, all right? Dinner, I get to eat my chicken, right?
Sure.
So you get to mix it up and, like, keep it fresh. I think some people think that it's just, like, you're eating the same shit.
Every single meal,
7 days a week. And I'm like, that would be awful, right? Yeah.
And so, I mean, I can see people think, like, that's what our go-to sources are, and that's what we enjoy, and that's what we found a rhythm at. But that's what works best
for y'all,
for us as a family. For somebody else, it may be shrimp and fish,
sure,
as an example, right? Lamb. Take whatever protein source you want to take, and that's your go-to options. Whatever allows you to come back to things consistently is what you need to do, right? And even with the kids, you know, like you were asking me this earlier, because we had some chicken tenders that we had. Uh-huh. So like Kaylee will buy this bag of, I forgot the brand name of it now, off the top of my head, but it's a pretty simplistic, you have it on your phone, right? Yeah, I sent it to you. But it's got pretty straight ingredients, nothing too crazy, that you can put in the freezer and then throw them in the oven. And it's just chicken nuggets, essentially, is what it is.
Real good.
Yeah.
Real good.
That's what it's called. Real Good, yep. Eats or something like that.
Real Good Food Company.
Real Good Food Company is who it's made by. You can buy them at Walmart. It's got like a 2 pound bag.
They look really good.
They're good. They kind of remind me like chicken, like Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
And so you throw those in the oven. They're super simple. And you know how fucking kids are. They'll eat chicken nuggets every single day, sure, if you allow them to. And they're not really all that bad. And we'll usually every so often, like on the weekends, usually let them eat that on the weekends as like a treat, like instead of eating just normal chicken breast throughout the week. But that's how we go about doing it. And like the kids don't really complain, like, oh, you know, okay, well, we go to, you know, Wendy's a day on a, sure, Wednesday night, because they know we just don't do that. But we've been doing that since they were little, so they don't really know anything differently. So anytime you're establishing a new routine, a new habit for your family, it's going to be a little bit of a hard hurdle to get over. But once you have found your rhythm of this consistent routine you can go into, it's easy.
You have to expect at that point.
Yeah. But that's the reason why people have such a hard time with change, is you're not willing to make these lifestyle changes over time. They're going to require some hardship at first, because it's so easy just to resort back to what you already know.
Yeah.
Right. And at the end of the day, like, you have a routine already that you're doing, right? It's not that everybody's in some type of routine, because people can be like, oh, that's kind of boring. Like, well, you already have a routine yourself.
Which I guarantee you that they probably have a routine that they just don't really realize that they have.
Yeah, like you have a routine yourself. It's just that's what's more comfortable for you, and my routine looks completely opposite of yours. Sure. So you're like, that seems crazy to me. And so But that's how we go about doing it. Like, it's not fancy. It's nothing, you know, flashy. And that's not going to... I can't sell that to 1,000 people and be like, right. You're like, oh, man, that's like mind-blowing information. But it's just the compounding aspect of the consistency, doing it for year after year after year after year, that that has allowed us to, as parents, maintain good body compositions and healthy weights, and our kids are, you know, have healthy body compositions. They're not overweight and things like that. And I'm not going to sit here and, as a gym owner, be like, oh, you know, toot my own horn, because obviously my barriers are maybe not as extreme as other parents. Sure. You know, like, if you have parents that are working 12-hour shifts, no doubt about it. Like, you guys definitely have it harder than me and Kaylee, no doubt about it. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, I have a harder schedule than anybody else in that. But at the same time, there's ways around this stuff. And at the end of the day, it's what on a hierarchy of needs, and how important is this to you? And if you're always going to take the easier route, like just going through the drive-thru and buying, you know, pre-made, you know, TV dinners and stuff like that, that you're going to make these lifestyle choices that are going to be healthy for you, and you're crazy that that's going to happen, right? It's going to have to be a subtle change over time, and you're going to have to find some more simplistic ways to go about getting your nutrition in. And that's why I'm kind of resorting back to the beginning part of the conversation of the podcast, was when we talked about all this nutrition stuff, like, this is your lowest slash biggest hanging fruit that people do not take advantage of. And we can talk blue in the face about it. And I know most people still listen to this and not make any changes, and that's okay. Because at the end of the day, like, you have to make that choice. I can say all these facts and all these things, but if you don't care enough still to make any changes, it doesn't really matter, right? Just like with people who, you know, are smokers, right? You can give every statistic in the book as like, well, here's your cancer. This is you're going to increase your lung cancer by X amount of percent, or all these different diseases that you're going to now get because of your smoking. It doesn't change their actual habits of, just because they know the statistical facts of it, right? Usually it has to be something that happens to them, like, you know, maybe a health scare or something else that...
Well, even sometimes then it doesn't matter.
Sometimes that doesn't even matter, right? Like, we even had this conversation, me and Kayla talking about this, how many people can have health scares and still it doesn't affect anything lifestyle-wise.
I had a family member the other day tell me that they went to the doctor and their liver was shot, like, mm-hmm. liver was hurting, and that doctor told her to stop drinking. Stopped drinking for like 2 months and then right back to it. And I'm like, I don't get it.
Man. Yeah. And so it's usually something dramatic of some kind usually has to happen, right? It's usually like a health scare or something's happened where, I don't know if like embarrassment is like the proper word to use. Like, you see a picture of yourself and you're like, sure. That's what I fucking look like. Nobody told me that's what I look like. Or your kid pokes your belly and like, Dad, you got a big belly or something like that, right? Like, it's usually something like that that's kind of like shit. Like, I need to take care of this, yeah. Right? Something has to happen. But that's the thing that people are not taking as seriously as they maybe should. That could see the biggest benefit and the biggest transformation start to happen, right? Because going to the gym is not for everybody, but going to the gym is the easy part for the most part, right? Like, sacrificing 3 to 6 hours out of your week to go to the gym is for some people isn't a big ask, right? Like, I can go to the gym, go get a good workout in, and I can enjoy that, right? But when it comes to me food prepping and eating the way I should, that's a whole different story. And if you could take a little less time to come to the gym and focusing more of your attention on your nutrition, you would see better progress than what you probably are now. And so that was kind of the clickbait, the whole entire thing was, I'd rather you take a day off to go do this.
I like that though.
So I don't know if there's anything else that we kind of missed. Obviously, we talked about different nutrition things. Obviously, not too crazy in detail. We talked more about my routine and family routine, sure. Or anything else there. So if you are listening to this and you have used that kind of that excuse of like, well, I don't have time to food prep. That's what I would suggest that you do. If you come to the gym 4 days a week and you're saying you don't have time, come down, like bring miss a day and go food prep from that day that you would go to the gym and sacrifice that time. You know, you could go, if you're, let's say you're somebody who comes at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, well, you can get your groceries delivered to your house at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and then use that hour to food prep and then you're good for the week.
I think it's a really good idea.
So that's my suggestion. So anything else you want to add to that, Kale?
I don't think so.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next time.
See ya.